Good afternoon. Hope you're having an awesome Erev Shabbos. So as is our custom, let's share one of the thousands of relevant messages from this week's Torah portion that you and I can apply to our everyday lives. This week's Parsha being Parshas Vayikra, and also a special Parsha, Parshas Zohar, which is yet another one of those special readings that we have on the Shabbos right before Purim. And I thought maybe we can tie in both of those a little bit. See, interestingly enough, this week's Parsha, which is also the beginning of the third of the five books, Vayikra, which means, and he called, referring to God, and God called. However, what's interesting is that the opening word of Vayikra is written with a small aleph, as if to indicate that really it should be read as Vayikar, without the aleph, which means, and it happened, as if accidentally God called out. Now, there's a famous explanation about how Moshe wanted this to change for a reason, and we're not going to discuss that one right now. Perhaps we discussed it in past years. However, I think that the difference between and he called, which is said with intention and purpose, versus and it happened, which indicates coincidence and randomness, factors deeply into Purim, and also the special reading of Zohar, namely as follows. See, this special reading portion of Zohar reminds us of the attack and defeat of Amalek, the evil empire whose sole purpose was and is to destroy the Jewish people. It's their raison d'etre, if you will. And they believe that the Jewish people weren't called upon God, but rather just happened to get lucky with things, but could ultimately be defeated. They believed we were governed by randomness, not purpose, and they were going to show the world that they could destroy us. Because if it's just random, then ultimately, sometimes you win, but sometimes you lose. And in that, we actually see how they were diametrically opposed to us on two philosophies. First, they believed in evil, and we believe in goodness. They also believe that everything is random, and we believe that everything is designed with purpose. Even the challenging parts of life are purposeful. They might not be pleasurable at the time, but pleasure and purpose don't always go together. But everything has a reason. And along comes Purim, and it reminds us of that. However, always remember that that which seems to be coincidence or random is really a masked reality of tremendous purpose and meaning happening right beneath our nose. We believe nothing in life is random, and Purim, the way it unfolds, reminds us of that in the most glaring way possible. Even when it seems like it is random, it's tremendous purpose falling into place. You know, I'll actually attach the Friday 15-minute Zoom that I gave, which expands on this idea a little bit. And if you want to watch it, I think it gives a lot of chizuk, a lot of strength during Purim 2024 to help us realize that we just have to hold on. We have to do our part. Nothing is random. And even if we don't understand it in real time, if we do hang on, we will ultimately overcome. And this time, Chavra, I tell you, when we win this time, I believe it's going to be a big time win. And so on that note, wishing you all a beautiful Shabbos, a happy Purim, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.